Thank you very much, and welcome back. All right, let's get the crop report now. Monday afternoon featured the latest from USDA, and as expected, things are looking pretty good out there. Let's get the corn and soybean condition ratings from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
97% of the crop emerged, 1 point behind the five-year average.
Gives way to the start of the corn reproductive stage in crop development.
Nationally, only 4% of U.S. corn silking by June 22nd, 1 point ahead of the five-year average, equal to last year's 4%. But very important to note that despite the extreme heat and humidity, single digits, in fact, low single digits is the key word for corn silking in the Midwest. With that said, not much change overall in the corn condition numbers. Yes, a slight deterioration in the overall numbers, 70% good to excellent, 6% very poor to poor. A week ago, those numbers were 72% and 5% respectively. The numbers that are coming in now are very, very close to what we experienced this time a year ago. Last look at soybean planting, 96% of the intended acreage planted by June 22nd, 1 point behind the five-year average, equal to last year at this time, which takes us on to soybean emergence. And in fact, most of the soybeans have also emerged, 90% nationally, on par with the five-year average and 1 point ahead of last year. Now moving into reproduction, soybeans blooming 8% of the U.S. crop on June 22nd, 1 point ahead of the five-year average, 1 point ahead of last year. We do see one Midwestern state moving into double digits for soybeans blooming. That is Iowa, 13%. That's more than twice the five-year average of 6% and last year's 6%. And then other states in the Midwest, mostly in the single digits to still zero in North Dakota and South Dakota. As you move outside the Midwest, we do see some much higher numbers. And in fact, more than half the soybeans already blooming in Louisiana, leading the nation at 75%. This soybean crop did not change at all in condition. Week over week, we're steady at 66% good to excellent, 7% very poor to poor.
Let's get an update on the spring wheat crop.
Most of the crop, 93%, has emerged. That is 4 points behind the five-year average of 97% and last year's 99%. Montana, where drought has been an issue, just 79% emerged, far behind the five-year average of 98%. And with recent rains, that may improve, but certainly it is a late start for the crop there. Spring wheat heading 17% on June 22nd, five-year average 18%, last year at this time 16%. The heading range is from 7% headed in Minnesota all the way up to 65% in Washington State. And finally, a look at spring wheat condition for the week ending June 22nd, showing 54% of the crop good to excellent, 15% very poor to poor. A week ago, we had 57% of the crop rated good to excellent, 9% very poor to poor, far below last year's numbers. This time a year ago, we were at 71% good to excellent, 4% very poor to poor. Real spotlight on Montana, where 42% of the crop currently rated in very poor to poor condition, much of that due to drought early in the growing season.
Even with hotter, drier weather across much of the nation, progress in U.S. winter wheat harvest still remains delayed from prior wet conditions. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says for the period ending June 22nd,
just 19% of the U.S. winter wheat crop harvested by June 22nd, significantly behind the five-year average of 28% and even further behind last year's 38%.
Oklahoma represents an illustration of lagging winter wheat harvest.
35% of the acreage harvested on June 22nd, and the five-year average pace is more than twice that at 73%. Last year, which was a quick harvest season, it was 93% harvested. So big differences there. Nothing quite as dramatic elsewhere, but we are still seeing significant delays in other production states, even extending into the Midwest, where Missouri just 29% harvested in that state. 51% is Missouri's five-year average and 71% last year.
And finally, looks like the sunflower crop is pretty well planted.
As we move to the north, our likely next to last look at sunflower planting for 2025, showing 91% of the intended sunflower acres planted on June 22nd, equal to the five-year average, 1 point behind last year. And we see our big producers, the Dakotas, 95% planted in North Dakota, 90% in South Dakota.
And other than rice and cotton, that's a complete look at the crop progress numbers from Monday afternoon's condition report. This is Inside Agriculture. We're taking one more break. We'll be right back.